The upstate leader in sports by day. Worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
There's a couple of key phrases that I hear every once in a while and stick with you. And so when I met with Wes from topdressing.com, 888-850-1850, he was telling me about doing this yard over at Thornblade, and he tells a story that this guy says that him and his wife are overlooking the pool up in their balcony, looked down and said, man, it looked like we were in Ireland, like this is the Emerald Isle. And that might be the best compliment you can ever give to anybody's lawn, like it looked like we were in Ireland. They are transforming yards. They're rescuing your fescue. And they're doing it now. You know, it's been cooler. And so normally you don't start this a little bit later on. They're doing this now. They're rescuing fescues right now. If you have a fescue lawn, let these guys come in. Their expertise is amazing. It's a free estimate, by the way. Let them come in, talk to you about what they do and how they do it. And then look at some before and after stuff. It really is amazing. Wes is showing these pictures of like just like 4 weeks later, a complete overhaul. Like 2 weeks. You'll start to see it in like a week or two. But like, completely different from nothing to beautiful in just a month, and me in the envy of the neighborhood. So let them rescue your fescue, and there's a guarantee on it, by the way. So they guarantee their work. You're gonna love it. Topdressing.com. Topdressing.com. 888-850-1850. Dane Young. Good morning. UGASports.com. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I can jump right into this if you just want me to roll, because I have four Georgia thoughts, one college football thought, and then any follow-ups you have for me.
Well, let me just quickly preface by saying this. I talked about earlier in the show how football seasons are long, and life is about stories. And we've been talking Clemson here. It's like Clemson's story, it got off to a nightmare start for the fourth time in 5 years. Clemson looked terrible in an opener. But these are long stories. I will just tell you this. If I had to classify Georgia right now, I'd still say a mystery. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I thought I was going to watch all of Georgia, and I hadn't even gone. I hadn't had time to go back and watch it. I didn't see a single play, and I don't know anything. And I was going to ask you about your thoughts and then what the fans are saying so far through week one. But so I'll let you roll back with it now. So, Casey, you got four thoughts. Give me the summary again.
I have a reaction because it's interesting that you say that about Clemson, when that's exactly what LSU has been saying about Brian Kelly, yeah, about getting off the starts with the season. So the story flips to that side. Mm-hmm. I told you this at offseason. I think that those are two of the best teams in the country. LSU may even be a little bit better than I thought, because I thought that game scoreboard-wise was a little closer than it actually was on the field.
Yes.
Brian Kelly's dumb coaching decision at the end of the second quarter.
100%.
That should have been three more points for them.
100%.
Nussmeier, with those receivers, the offensive line played better for them than I thought it would,
yep,
and then obviously their defensive improvements. I don't know if it's always a good thing to be viewed as one of the top two or three teams in the country at the very beginning of the season, because you want to be peaking by the end. So LSU has a really long journey to get there. But I think Clemson will still be in the college football playoff. The only thing that gives me pause is the ACC looks stronger than we've seen in recent years. Florida State, Miami, Georgia Tech, even a Boston College, a Syracuse. Like, it's not as easy of a path as I think it has been the last 3 years.
Agreed. 100% agreed. So what did you say? You got four Georgia thoughts, a college football thought. Give me a rundown again.
All right, let's start with Gunnar Stockton. I think that was the main thing Georgia fans wanted to see. The threat of him running, especially in short yardage situation. They had a 4th-and-2 play that he did this QB option that Georgia would have never run before. Kept it, ran for about 7 yards. Those kind of plays are going to be a differentiator. Georgia fans are excited to see that. Passing-wise, again, I think that's where the mystery comes in. He didn't throw the ball downfield much. And when he did, it wasn't anything overly impressive. I think that's going to be the story with Gunnar Stockton. This is not going to be a Matthew Stafford, even a Carson Beck, zip the ball down the field 20 yards and try to find an open receiver kind of offense. It's going to be a little bit more like early Stetson Bennett, although he was a gunslinger too. I think Gunnar is a little bit more hesitant at this point. That may not be a bad thing, but he's going to have to make some throws in Knoxville. Freshmen on the line of scrimmage. So we talk about differentiators, Mickey, and unicorns. When you can have two freshmen that are impacting high-level football games, like two true freshmen, Juan Gaston at right guard, and he's already dealing with a minor ankle injury. I'm not sure that he'll play against Austin Peay. It doesn't really matter. But the fact that he is as good and as quick and as big as he is as a true freshman, and then on the other side of the ball with Elijah Griffin, that is a differentiator for Georgia. I don't think most teams in the country have two players that come in as freshmen ready to play on the line of scrimmage, and Georgia has that. I talked to all offseason about how the opposite safety spot, K.J. Bolden, we knew what was there. It ended up being Kyron Jones that started for Georgia. I think that's still a revolving door, but I know coaches like Kyron Jones and his physical tackling ability. That probably means a little bit more on Janelle Aguero in coverage, who he's also a physical tackler. But Kyron Jones, to me, was a bit of a surprise. I thought that was going to be Ja'Cory Thomas, and we saw him some too. We also saw a cornerback shuffle because Daylon Everett did not play on Saturday. Minor injury, he'll be fine. And then my college – oh, I had one more. Zachariah Branch, real deal for sure. That's one reason that throwing downfield wasn't as big of a deal for Georgia, because if you throw to Zachariah Branch with any space, he can turn 3 yards into 40. Georgia hasn't had a whole lot of that in recent years. College football thought, team to watch, because right now everyone in our part of the country is making fun of Nico Iemaliava and UCLA for how they looked. What they're not looking at is the other side of the ball. Utah looks spectacular to me, and that quarterback, Devin Dampier, if people don't know who that is, New Mexico transfer. Let me tell you the stat line, Mickey, and I know it's UCLA, not a great team.
This is amazing.
But this is Utah that we're talking about here. 21 of 25, 293 yards passing, 87 yards rushing. He led the team, 3 total touchdowns. I mean, if Utah has that at quarterback, then that's a team that can go win the Big 12.
Totally agree. Was really, really impressed with that. No doubt about it. Running game, you're waiting because Frazier saw a little bit of Frazier. What was your thoughts about the run game?
Yeah, I think the biggest revelation for fans, you know, really the Dog Vent fans that we have, I think they know, but seeing Dwight Phillips Jr., they call him Peanut, really quick scat back type. He ended up being, he's the second leading rusher because Gunnar Stockton was the leading rusher on the day. Nate Frazier didn't do anything overly impressive. I think everyone knows what they have in Nate Frazier. I would expect that stat line would be similar for Austin Peay, where he goes and gets his 40 or 50 yards and calls it a day. You know, Georgia, I think they have a lot of bodies at running back. I don't know that I equate that to depth at this point. Third down, Cass Jones still does his thing. He's good at the backfield on passes. Behind Nate Frazier, it looks like Dwight Phillips Jr. is probably the most reliable. And then beyond that, it's a whole lot of unproven.
Zachariah Branch, 3 catches, had the 47-yard little swing pass touchdown. Outside of that, any other wide receiver news, any other wide receiver stuff pop at all?
Yeah, I wanted more targets to Noah Thomas, but again, they didn't really do a whole lot of downfield stuff, and he's not going to be one that's running inside slants a whole lot, I don't think. So, you know, I've never been as overly impressed with Colby Young as a lot of people at Georgia, and I saw a couple of plays that I wasn't maybe as thrilled with. So I wonder if he can end up keeping his job. They said he had a great offseason. And you get down to, I mean, you just saw it with Clemson. If you can get a mismatch down in the red zone, I think that's what we haven't had to see from Georgia because they played Marshall. You're not going to have to see that against Austin Peay. You might have to see it against Tennessee. So can these big body receivers work on someone that's a little smaller and get some space?
What'd you make of the the breakup? And this is going to be interesting to see how Stockton plays compared to Carson Beck plays. But the breakup, there's this he said, she said kind of a thing. And am I reading this thing right? Beck was not satisfied with how he was treated and given some leeway. But then there were some thoughts last year Kirby's talking about. If you go back and read some of the retro quotes about what they – thought about back at the time and all that. Should I be as intrigued as I am about this post breakup and how both these quarterbacks are going to look?
I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued by all the dynamics that go into being a quarterback at a place like Georgia. And then what happened that Carson Beck was not happy. I mean, when he's saying after the game that he's been miserable for 8 months and now he loves football again, that's a direct indictment of his experience at Georgia. Now, is that Georgia or is that Carson Beck? That's what we have to figure out. There was a divorce that was not amicable there. Yeah. And here's what – so I've listened to Lebatard's show for a long time down in Miami, and one of his producers, I think he was a legitimately Miami booster, he was saying on their post-game show that Carson Beck had been essentially telling people that Georgia wanted him to play through an injury that he needed surgery for. And, man, like, I get that there's miscommunication on these things, because from Georgia's end, after the injury happened, Carson Beck didn't talk to Georgia. Like, there wasn't communication after the SEC championship and before the Sugar Bowl. And they didn't even know if he was going to be going to that game up until like a week before. So they didn't know what was happening with Carson Beck. So there definitely wasn't open communication between the two. That's usually the first thing that happens in a divorce, right? And I don't believe that piece of it, because Ron Corson is one of the most legendary sports medicine people in all of athletics. Going back to the 96 Olympics, he was working on that. If a player needs surgery, they're going to get surgery. Like, the only thing that it made me think of, Mickey, and I'm curious the spectrum here, because the story when JT Daniels lost his starting job is that he could have played and he didn't want to. Yeah. He didn't have an injury that was critical enough to warrant sitting out, and I think he lost respect from his coaches in that way when other players were more willing to get out there and play. That did happen with JT Daniels at that time with Georgia. This is different with Carson Beck because it's a more severe injury. But, yeah, like, you're asking, should you be fascinated by it? I definitely am. And, honestly, like, if Georgia ends up playing Miami in a college football playoff, it's the most little salacious thing that can happen
that
for college football right
feed
now.
Me that. Just got to main vein me on that stuff. Mainline me on that deal, man. I'm in for that.
I hope I set the table well enough, but that's where I see it right now, where – they were probably both just done with each other and stopped talking to each
yes,
other.
Yes, yeah. Well, it was War of the Roses. There's no doubt about that. All right. How about the Kirby? How is it on your site and people you're talking to about Kirby's thoughts about coming to the game and staying in the game and disappointing the crowd? Because it's not an easy thing to do. Saban did it a couple times. Very few times can you call out fan bases, but he kind of did. Am I reading that right?
He did it last year, too, you know, he was saying, last year he literally said, I'm disappointed with the fans. But look, if you play Marshall, you get what you get.
Yeah.
You want to play someone else in the first? It's like they're about to cancel a series with Louisville for the next 2 years. And that's in part because of the 9-game SEC schedule. Georgia home fans haven't had a whole lot to cheer about in that stadium. Wins-wise, yes, but I'm saying games that you get excited to go watch. Marshall and Austin Peay are what I refer to as that's the one you take the kids to, because second quarter they get a little hot, they get a little tired. That's fine. You can go from there. You've seen what you need to see, but you're not doing that for an Ole Miss, a Texas, if Clemson comes to town. So to me, this is a scheduling flaw. And if he wants to call out people, I mean, that's his prerogative. He gets paid a lot of money. He can say what he wants to. He's kind of in holy territory for Georgia as someone that brought two national championships there. But ultimately, a lot of people that pay a lot of money to follow this team, they tend to not like being disrespected that way. So it's not a drama I expect Kirby Smart to beat too loudly.
You don't want to talk down to the constituency. Is you is or is you ain't my constituency is what I would ask through all that.
Exactly.
So – couple of quick things. Any thoughts about Marshall? Better than, worse than what they put on the field? What do you think?
I really don't know. I mean, I told you that last week, and I still – I mean, their team's not good, but, you know, can they get better? There's nothing you can say about how they competed against Georgia to make you think that that team is a team that you need to watch anytime later.
Am I wrong in thinking Austin Peay beat Middle Tennessee State this past weekend? Like, maybe Austin Peay might be a little bit more of a test than Marshall, maybe?
I think it's going to be the same thing.
Same thing. So, really?
I think it's going to be the same thing.
All right. Well, let me go a step farther then. The season begins after two preseason games. The season begins in Knoxville on the 13th. What did you see from Tennessee, and what are the thoughts about you watching those two teams play? And again, we'll get the same thing this week, but I think that game's in play more now. Aguilar looked better than Nico, and Tennessee, now defensively they got some issues, but Tennessee's offense looks like it's a Josh Heupel kind of deal there, and Heupel kind of deal, and I'm more impressed with Tennessee than I thought I was going to be. Is that game in play now?
That's what Jim Donnan said. He's like, the Aguilar-Iamaleava trade, that's a good one for Tennessee.
Yeah.
That worked
out.
They
won the trade. Yeah.
It's going to be competitive in part because that's Gunnar Stockton's first big road test that way.
Yeah.
And I get that he had a couple neutral site things, but That's going to be an atmosphere that he hasn't played in college and been the guy. I don't think it's going to rattle him. But, yeah, Tennessee looks better than expected. Georgia on the road early in the season will have some unknowns because of the two essentially preseason games. The only thing I can lean on here is that Josh Heupel's offense has had very little success against Georgia. And with players overall that I think are more talented than their roster right now, like that Hendon Hooker when they had a couple good receivers, even Joe Milton a little bit, I thought that those offenses, from what I know at this point, and again, we're basing a lot of our observations on small sample sizes.
Yeah.
There may be players from Tennessee that are revelations. I like Georgia's chances to win that game, but I don't think it's going to be pretty or easy.
Well, the other thing is, and again, it's too small of a sample size, but if I'm Georgia and I'm watching Alabama struggle and I'm watching Texas struggle, I'm like, you know, boys, I kind of like seeing this. Because those big games that you worried about 2 weeks ago, that doesn't look like the foes that we thought we were going to see on paper. And it's week one. But Bama's a shell of themselves, and Bama's in trouble. And Texas.
They're over 6-6 at this point.
I mean, I'm serious. I think all that's in play. It's interesting stuff. What did Coach Donnan think about, you know, because he coached both those both those teams, head coach at Marshall and Georgia. That kind of had to be a
weird deal. Actually a cool thing because I was at his house on Friday. And he had a couple of former Marshall players that won national championships with him come by because they were in town for the game. And, man, like, he's a little bit older these days, but the second Jim Donnan starts holding court, it's right back to recruiter Jim Donnan. And you can see him in the living room doing his thing, telling stories. And so that was just really fun to see. You know, I've had a lot of really cool experience sitting beside Jim Donnan.
Yeah.
Georgia winning a national championship, Kirby Smart being, you know, a mentee to him in some ways. And he and I were the only two people in the room. Like, that's an experience that was super cool for me. So anytime I get to see him kind of come alive around football that way,
yeah,
it just reminds me how much he really loves it and dedicated his entire life to covering football that way. And I know I sound like I'm doing a PR campaign for Jim Donnan, but when you see people that get just super energized by this, it's infectious. And I think Georgia's had a lot of that, and I think Clemson's had a lot of that, and it's what makes this part of the country and this time of year so special.
Before I ask you about – well, tell me about UGASports.com. You guys are doing a great job. And one more preseason game.
Yeah, preseason game coming. We're actually going to do a little bit of Film Don't Lie review on Marshall so we can see some things that Georgia did in the run game. So if people want to see that, it'll be on the dog vet.
All right, final question for you. I'm not asking who has a nicer house, but if I was a real estate agent, would I rather list your house or Jim Donnan's house for my commission?
You'd rather list Jim Donnan's based on location. And it's the same house that he had it built when he got the head coaching job. So he's had it since the 90s.
Okay.
In fact, he told me if you pull off the siding, because it was during the 97 season when they beat Florida.
Yeah.
And I think the contractor spray painted the final score of the Georgia Florida game on the wood outside of the house.
Hey, I didn't even ask you about Harrison Luke from Bogarts right there at North Oconee, committed to Clemson last night. Didn't even ask you about that.
Well, his dad. I still think he and Streeter just need to trade houses for a couple of years at this point, because if they're making that drive back and forth, that's pretty crazy.
Yep. Good stuff. Hey, I always appreciate UJSports.com. Have a great one, my friend.
All right, see you, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Hey, Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Let them take care of you. You're going to love Prime Lending. They do the best of the business when it comes to getting you the very best mortgage rates and their award-winning team. Get in touch with them. Make sure Prime Lending does it for you. The next time you remodel, next time you refinance, next time you buy a new home, it's Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Mark and his team would love to help you out. Andrew Oliphant's going to talk Ryder Cup European selections right after this.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. Turner's can customize a unique piece crafted flawlessly to show your love story. And when it's time to look for engagement or wedding rings, you can count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
It's Kwok inviting you to join Ben and me at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar on Thursday as we broadcast live from noon till 3. They'll be offering their great menu options plus special Roar food and drink items while we're on site. Experience Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar, serving up the real deal Buffalo-style pizza, wings, and other Western New York specialties like beef on weck. Catch the game, grab a cold one, family-friendly, Friday fish fry, full bar, and so much more. Moretti's, a half mile off 385 in Malden, where everyone's a regular.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in the class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered with clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
America is in a health crisis, a crisis that is affecting not just strangers across the country, but you, me, friends, and family. It's a health crisis that's being caused by being overweight and so many people trying to resolve those issues with Ozempic and other drugs. But the cure for this issue is learning how to eat and think about food differently, and that's exactly what PhD Weight Loss does. Their patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. Clients learn to turn their bodies into fat-burning machines using real food behavioral coaching and, of course, proven science. Habits that will, in fact, last a lifetime. Sure, you could go the Ozempic route and spend $20,000 to only regain all that weight a year from now, or you go with the proven PhD Weight Loss method. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones, the GLP-1s, without any extra medication. Call 864-644-1900, that's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Roosters MGC, get your haircut like a man. Go get your 7-step facial. Go get pampered, mampered. Go do it at Roosters Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road with the app. They'll do a great job with that for you. They'll do a great job getting your online and getting your appointment. Get you in, get you out. They'll take care of it. It's going to be a terrific deal at Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. To our guest lines, Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction down at Katichi, joins us. Good morning, Andy O. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Jim McKee.
Ryder Cup is now set. The European Ryder Cup team is here. Luke Donald, the captain. First, let me ask you about him before we ask about the team. Luke Donald has done this before. Thoughts about Luke Donald and the team he puts together, and thoughts about bringing him back? It's almost turned into like a Tony Jacklin situation where, you know, instead of a rotating deal there, Luke Donald coming back and appears to have done a pretty good job. You like Luke Donald and what he's done?
Yeah, he did a great job first time round, and, you know, he was sort of drafted into that at the last minute when Henrik Stenson decided to go to Live.
Yeah.
They stripped him of the captaincy, so Luke Donald was the next guy to step up and stand in, and he did a fantastic job, and everybody wanted him to do the double. And like you say, it feels a little bit like Tony Jacklin days where you've got a few more years to prepare. He's certainly going into it knowing what to expect. He's been a great player in the Ryder Cup, and you know, getting his team and the guys around him, he'll know how to prepare them, you know, having been and done it before.
All right, let's do this then, because we've not seen it. I think I'm right by saying it. Bernard Gallagher did it twice, and he lost both times. Jacklin was the last guy to do it as many times. Jacklin did it three times. Four times. Four times. I'm sorry. Now Luke Donald, who won convincingly last time over in Rome, if they win this one, would you be opposed to seeing Luke Donald back for a third term as the captain?
I wouldn't be opposed to that. You know, if it's something that the players are comfortable with, the council that he's got, a former, you know, European Tour players that guide for the tour, and he's part of that. So, you know, there's a little mini rotation there of who's next and what country we're going to and who's going to be the next captain in Spain, who's going to be the next captain in a local area for the U.S., your state, where you go, hey, you know, this guy's a well-known figure. So, you know, there's some of that to it as well. But I certainly would be opposed to him stepping up and doing a third Ryder Cup. I mean, it depends on him, right? I mean, he's still somewhat actively playing. He plays in some of the DP World events, some of the PGA Tour events. And, you know, you may say, well, he's not going to be turning up as a winner, but he's got eyes on players, and he's doing that to see who's in form and who plays well under pressure. Maybe they're in the same grouping as him, and you're stretching it, right? You know, you're getting into your mid-50s. Can someone continue to play to that level? You know, and maybe the answer is no there, and he may be switching focus to some senior tour golf.
Jacklin won twice, lost once, and tied once. No other, I think I'm right by saying this, no other European captain has won more than one. So he could tie Tony Jacklin by winning twice. Now, Jacklin, they retained the cup with a tie. So they kept the cup for three of his 4 years. But and Jacklin was the one that led him with winning U.S. Soil for the first time in forever. Interesting stuff there for sure. All right, the team itself, we found out it is who the last six were. And your thoughts on the picks, and this is a strong team now. Both these teams are strong. I think this is a pretty evenly matched Ryder Cup. But thoughts on the picks that Donald made?
Yeah, there's always going to be a little controversy, and you know who is going to be that last pick. I think reading online that some people were like, well, Fitzpatrick hasn't done much, and I mean he's in form, you know, he's played in, I think, the last couple of groupings in the PGA Tour. So, you know, he's certainly heading to the event in form, and maybe a little Sepp Straka, but he was playing, you know, he's won this year and he was playing well at the start of the season. So, you know, there's always going to be that, you know, and the Matt Wallace, the, you know, the reading of Garcia being upset that he wasn't considered, or he probably was considered, but not picked for the team. And, you know, over to the U.S. side, I got it wrong. You know, I had Keegan Bradley pegged to be playing and, you know, maybe hand over the captaincy, but full respect for him. He was elected as captain, and he's going to stick by that role, and I admire that too. That he stood up to the plate, and he's going to be like, "Hey, I'm leading this team. I'm not playing." So, we spoke about that last week. I was convinced he was going to play. Not as a playing captain, but more of a hand over the captaincy to Furyk or someone. And he's going to step up and do his captain's duties.
I'd have played. But you got to give him credit for putting it aside and maybe thinking he's doing the right thing through all that, for sure. It does one side. I mean, these players are phenomenal. Who knows what comes out of it? But do you favor either side just on talent alone right now? It's looking to me like an evenly matched Ryder Cup.
Well, my heart's always with the Europe side, even though they're playing in the U.S. and Beth Page, I think, is going to play quite a big role with that rowdy crowd in the New York area. So they've almost got the extra man on home soil advantage there. So I'd lean towards that. There's no weakness on either side. And I think that whichever way you pair up the singles matches, which is always interesting, there's no match that you go, "Oh, that guy's going to be getting beat 6-5. There's none of that. It's going to be a tight game, and all players are worthy of being there. And everybody's kind of playing in form too. You've got 24 guys in form, which might be quite rare for a Ryder Cup match.
It's going to be interesting to see. The thing I've listened to all day, actually the last 3 or 4 days, is how fast the start, the importance of the fast start. That the team that plays the best, even in the morning, but on Friday, that seems to be the big deal. Why, if that is the case, because we've seen comebacks too, and it's a long deal. 40% of the points are coming on Sunday. Why is Friday, why is that early momentum been so important in your mind?
It's a good point, and I don't know if they switched it up or not, whether they're playing the alternate shot to start with, or they're playing better ball. If I remember last year, was it 5-0, and then they came back and it was 5-5. It was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, wild.
It was up and down. They couldn't quite get the balance of what matches were going to do well. I think Europe typically do a little bit better in alternate shot, and whether that's coming through international matches between England, Scotland, and Ireland, Wales, they play home internationals quite frequently. They play that format a lot, so that they sort of grow up in that team environment, knowing what to expect and how to play that style. then you've got the importance of the captain's role, and the team behind him is matching players, that are going to do well together. I look at Rose and think, you could put him with anyone. He's going to be a guy that puts his arm around somebody and brings them along. You've got equipment. The golf ball is such a big part. If I'm playing a certain brand of golf ball, and all of a sudden I'm playing alternate shot with somebody, that can be a big factor in the games. But getting off to a hot start, it was great, right? But it's like watching a football soccer match. If you're 5-0 up at half time, the other team come out, blazing and go for it. The other team sit a little bit defensively. So, I don't know if there's any merit in getting off to a hot start, but I'd certainly want it. I'd rather be, 5 matches up than 5 down for sure.
Since 1985, Europe is 12-6-1 in the Ryder Cup. That's amazing to see that, first of all. The second part of it is that Europe has won 4 times on American soil since 85. The United States has only won once in Europe since 1985. Why has Europe been so much more successful in the United States than the United States has been over in Europe?
We used to talk about the dining out, the team side of things, how maybe the PGA Tour is quite an individual sort of player, caddy relationship, team, if you will. but they keep themselves to themselves. Whereas in Europe, the guys would, you know, the Spanish guys would go out together. The English guys would go out together. You go to a restaurant, there's 20 European tour players having dinner. And there was that much more put your arm around someone, you know, and welcome them in. Whereas, you know, the PGA Tour was always, well, there's two guys having dinner, the rest are having room service. Some have gone out with their family or staying in. You know, so, you know, Europe definitely have that longevity and edge when it comes to having a little bit more team bonding. And whether that's bounced out onto the golf course over the years, who knows? I mean, you know, you said all these players are great players. Not like you can set the golf course up a certain way. You know, they can all tackle it. So, you know, it's a tricky one, that, to say, well, why have they been so successful on European soil? Maybe the crowd. Maybe the crowds get behind them too.
I'm looking now to make sure I'm right by saying this. And what really is amazing is when we went from Great Britain and Ireland to Europe. Because to put a team together, so on this team, you got four Englishmen, and then no other country or no other deal that has more than one, because one Swede, one from Northern Ireland, one from Scotland, one Dutch, one Irish, one Austrian, one Spanish. I mean, there's an awful lot of coming together. Should I be surprised? I mean, this thing's going pretty well, despite the fact that different languages and different, you know, it's like, to me, it's going pretty well. Got one Norwegian. Maybe that goes back to Europe having a pretty good, I don't know, national system, junior system, maybe. I don't know. I don't know why that's the case. But they it's a melting pot. It seems to be pretty well for Europe through all this.
Yeah, this one's it's leaning a little bit towards GB and I, you know, Great Britain and Ireland,
yeah,
where the
yeah.
You know, that was the original Ryder Cup, you know, and then they were getting, you know, just beaten like a drum every single
7
one.
Of 12, by the way. 7 of 12 GB and I, then, if you do it that way. So that's a maybe more we've seen in the past. But we got to give Seve an awful lot of credit for what the Spaniards have done in this thing. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at the European team there, you know, John Rahm, Hovland, Sepp Straka, you know, European by birth, you know, I mean, but went through the American collegiate system respectfully, and you know, so the language wise, them, you know, you don't hear them speak their language that often, you know, I mean, the English side of it's, you know, well ingrained into them.
It's going to be interesting to see, too, Keegan and his fieriness in New York. I think it's going to be like venom, man, like venomous. Be a lot of fun. Hey, let's talk about next week. Before I let you go, tell me about what you're doing and an awful lot of good instruction and helping people in a lot of different directions.
Yeah, I've got some new-to-golf classes coming up. So if someone never sort of touched a golf club and wants to know more about the game, you know, we've got some group coaching coming up with that, and you know, some putting classes too, which we can go individual on and be, you know, for the experienced player or even the beginner there too. You know, that's a super important part of the game. So some group classes, some private instruction, and you know, keeping the junior cogs turning, if you will, and you know, making sure that they're getting ready for their upcoming season. And as always, best way to get a hold of me is the email andrew@katichi.com.
I love it. More Ryder Cup talk. Let's do it next week, buddy. I always appreciate your help. Have a great week. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks again, Mickey. Look forward to it.
I do too. Andrew Oliphant, NDO, Tiger Sports Shop. Hey, get it done. If you were in a big, big rush last week, you might not have got by Tiger Sports Shop because of, you know, coming in pregame or on Sunday or Friday coming into town. Big soccer match Friday, by the way, two top 10 teams. Go by Tiger Sports Shop downtown. If you're making your way out in the bypass out there, Tiger Sports Shop, College Avenue or Tiger Boulevard. You're going to love both locations. Online, tigersports.com. Get the best. It's Tiger Sports at tigersports.com. You know the place to get it. 50 years anniversary. And doing a great job for you with all the latest good-looking Clemson collections. Final segment when you come back after this.
Hey, guys. Dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Another year of college football is here, and no one puts on a football kickoff party like Reuben's Sports and Spirits. Saturday, August 30th, both locations will feature all the great college games, from noon through the big showdown at Death Valley, with live music at both locations 3 till 6, 12 wings and a bucket of beer, just $34.95, plus surround sound, tailgate menu, and game day specials all season long. Kicking it all off Saturday, August 30th, Reuben's Sports and Spirits, Powdersville, and on the Parkway, Greenville.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call. As Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Pechoid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Hey everyone, Sam Jones here. The Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingalls takes Nick Costello and I on an interstation rivalry this week, as Daniel High School, home of William Quackenbush, takes on Faxon Childress's J.L. Mann Academy. Join us this Friday night and every Friday night for the rest of the season live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
With the south. Hi, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Carolina Flooring Specialist, your garage flooring specialist, does an incredible job. You're going to love Carolina Flooring Specialist. Amazing people do an incredible job with this high-performance epoxy-based flooring. Our garage looks amazing. It does. We play in it. Yesterday, my daughter came in, and we've got a little block set up. She got a little dollhouse in there set up, and so we played in it. And Drake's out there hitting baseballs and hitting golf balls in the net right there, too. So we love it. The residential aspect is it adds value to your home. It's functional because it's slip resistant, stain resistant. Like we spill something, we wipe it up. And then the final part of it is it adds value, to your home. But it's just easy, and you don't lift a finger, and you don't pay them until they're done. We love it. Call Tim Worley today, 404-8158, 404-8158. It's something that's just on every way you think about it. And it's more affordable than you think. Like they'll give you an estimate, and you go, what? I thought it'd be more than that. No. I do a great job there. Sam, I did something yesterday, on Monday, that I've only done one other time in my life. And I mentioned it because it was with William Quackenbush. I've never bought a lottery ticket. Quack was headed out a few years ago to buy one, and I went, here's $2, buy me one. We didn't win, obviously.
Could have guessed that.
Well, no, you could say we won, but we just live a very low maintenance lifestyle, and we didn't tell anybody we won.
Under the radar.
Yeah. Low-key. We didn't win. You know how I know if we won? Like if there's somebody else in the seat next to it. No, I'd still come back to work. but on Monday, a buddy of mine said, I'm going to buy someone. Here's $2. Let me buy one. And he did send me a picture of my card. And we were going to split it, by the way. But I didn't win. And so I'm asking you, $1.3 billion, which I think lump sum, I think I'm reading this right, $589 million.
That'll play.
And then taxes, it drops down to $447 federal taxes, and the state tax is going to get you down. Basically, you're going to make about $400 million. All right?
You'll be better off than you were the day before.
All right, but let me just give you some numbers of how you handle this, because you said you get a free, you get a TV, right?
The first thing I'm doing is having a panic attack, probably, yeah. And then finding someone to help me manage the situation.
Yes.
And then I will splurge on a nice little TV for my living room. That's
you
it,
get a TV, right?
I'll pay off some loans. That's about it.
That's it. All right, but just let me give you this. If you just netted 5%, okay? If you put $400 million into an account and you just netted 5%, then, Sam, you're making $20 million a year without touching your principal ever. That's what you do with your money.
I would not spend much of that money. I would be pretty – it would calm me down, but I would not do much with it.
For $20 million, that's $1.6 million a month.
Yeah.
That's
what was the conversation we had, like Ricky Fowler, when we looked up how much he was making and how easy, like
yes. He
just didn't have to worry about anything. Like thinking about yes. Him, and he didn't even win a major. He's not even winning majors.
Yeah. So let me get this right by week. If you got $20 million a year, you're making $384,000 a week. Like honest to goodness, you can't spend.
Yeah, it's the Ricky conversation.
Remember that? Like, you could go buy your cars, and you could buy your homes, and there's a certain point in time in there where, like, you can't try to spend that kind of money. So should I buy one more for, is it tonight? Yeah, tonight they're drawing tonight.
How much is a lottery ticket? What is it? Like
$2.
$2? Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. I'll be at work tomorrow.
Drake, we're going on vacation.
Would you be at work tomorrow? You're not going to be here when you're doing all kinds of other stuff.
I'll be here tomorrow for
would
remotes.
Would you quit your
anyway?
Jobs? Like
no. I'd get so bored.
Yeah.
I want to work.
Tech said, nice little TV to hang in a $20 million house.
Yeah.
I would. I'd still drive my Civic around. Feel great about it.
Yeah.
I'd feel. Would
you tell Faxy you got to get a new roommate, though? but I'm on my house.
He'd be thrilled. We're getting a new TV.
Would you let him live in your house?
I might even buy another kitchen table. I don't know. we'd be set.
I have three friends of mine that right now they can't spend the money that they make. Like, there's no way they can spend it, and they've done very, very well for themselves. Texas, 20 million, 10 goes to taxes. Not on, if you could put it in tax referred, like, you can get some tax yield in that, or is that all proper?
Texter said, he'd have a new roommate, could probably get Belichick.
Is that capital gains, though? Like, on all that 5% you're making? Can you put in some tax?
I can't even begin to think about where my brain would go. I genuinely can't. I like I said, first, probably have a panic attack, and then tackle it from there.
I love Tiger Harley because, man, if I had that kind of money, I'd get my old truck painted. Might even splurge and get some nice seat covers.
Yeah.
One of my funniest things I ever heard was, first time Clemson's playing Alabama in Phoenix. The tickets are like $1,500. The plane flights, Vegas, hotel rooms, like, it was just outrageous, right? And that's when the lottery went over $1 billion for the first time. And my buddy said, if we win that lottery out here, and it was that same time, I said, if we win the lottery, we could pay for some of this trip. Football's expensive, man. Can you imagine spending $500 a ticket, taking the family, spending $2,000 and go over and watch that offense play like that Saturday night?
No. I was thinking about that. I was driving to the beach. I'm like, man, I really am bummed I'm not going to be at this game. And then I started watching the game. I'm like, well, yeah. Kind of glad I'm watching this one on TV. I'm sure it was extremely loud, and I'm sure the atmosphere was unbelievable, but I'd be pretty mad driving home in traffic after that one.
JT says, throw in some tax-free munis and let it roll. Municipal bond funds. Yeah, you can get like 4 or 5% on those, can't you?
And if I won, I wouldn't tell anyone, but Jeremiah Smith would be wearing the paw. Faxon always says, if he wins the lottery, you guys are going to see Furman in the SEC in a couple years. He always says.
Good for him. Hey, Brad Hughes, I'm an Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. Let Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency help you out. You might be able to help you out. You might not even know it. Somebody, like me, I do so much of my stuff. I do a bank draft. I don't know what I'm paying. Like, it just comes out. I don't even see it, right? But let's find out. Let's find out if he can help you. Maybe you get lower rates. Maybe you get better coverage. Maybe you get both. See if he can help you out, Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. You have clamored for it. You have changed the show. We have pivoted. And now we have music for 2 Minute Drills.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 Minute Drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
It's just a delight. It's a delight. Next, we're getting rid of Shotgun. I let Shotgun play way longer than I've ever let it play today. I didn't even know there was a second part of that song. 2 Minute Drill. I forgot what my 2 Minute Drill was. Oh, Barry O's Tricky Boilermakers are 1-0, Mickey. 31-0 win over Ball State. First time I've seen them shut out a real FBS team in about 55 years. I don't think it's sustainable, but they looked better than they did last year. Kent State got their first win in over a year, beating Merrimack the other week on Saturday in a game they very well could have lost. A kick return touchdown by someone named Derealist Clark.
He's Derealist!
Is unbelievable. And last night, the Guardians lost, but if you would have put a $5 bet on a parlay that included a Jonkensi Noel, David Fry, Austin Hedges, and Brian Rocchio home run against Garrett Crochet, that $5 would have turned into $76,565, making it my stupidest thing that I've seen in baseball all year. All of them homered off of Garrett Crochet. None of those guys are hitting above 220, by the way.
Big parlay for that one, for sure. EricNewton.com. I've been speaking with Eric. Eric's actually doing some work at my house. I've actually contacted him about doing a little touch-up work. So I'm going to, once again, for about the fourth time, I'm having Eric Newton. And I've called Eric Newton and let him take care of this for us. Full-service real estate company, Clemson Greenleaf. Check that out, TigerProperties.com. What him and Jeff Scott are doing is amazing. You're going to love our great friends over at Eric Newton and EricNewton.com. Take care of that for sure. My 2 Minute Drill, Sam, a couple quick things here. We now have... Larry Munch used to say this all the time. If they told us to play college football at noon on the moon or at 4 a.m. on the moon, that's what we would do. I did not know this until today. On Friday night, the Chiefs and Chargers are going to open the NFL season night two. First night's NBC and Peacock, Cowboys and Eagles. The second night, we're going to have Friday night NFL football in Brazil on YouTube. I didn't have Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick. Friday night in Brazil on YouTube. Boy, money talks. Football TV tells you what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. No doubt about that. Let me thank Dane Young, UJRivals.com. Let me thank Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction down at Katiti. Sam, great job. So you're not with me tomorrow. You'll be back with me on Friday?
Yeah, I'll definitely be here Friday. We'll see you tomorrow. A lot of moving and shaking with
me. Ask me about the mascot stuff, though. We'll do that.
Oh, I need videos. I need videos of this.
Up next, Facts and John. Have a great day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.